we have come to this wonderful and yet gruesome week of our liturgical year, of our liturgical life, in which we celebrate, in addition to the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which we celebrate every day, sometimes several times a day. To this week, which celebrates, recalls, relives, and is supposed to be relived in each and every one of us, more than usual, the sacred mysteries of the Passion, the death, and eventually resurrection of Christ, our Lord and our God. What a wondrous thing, and yet what a gruesome thing, that the Son of God become the Son of Mary, now, though innocent, innocence itself is condemned as guilty for our guilt, as sin for our sin. As the scripture says, he became sin itself. And so he is punished, not for himself, who has done nothing, but for us. That if we listen to him, if we obey him, as the Father has said, as the Holy Mother has said, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. Do whatever he tells you, that we too may be conjoined with him in all the mysteries. But we need to remember, unlike the common parlance of today and among the heretics and so forth, which everything is supposed to be pleasure, fun, and glory, we do not share in that, not yet. First of all, we need to share with him in his humiliation. And just think, the humiliation about the Son of God being taken prisoner by his own guards of the temple, and then by the Roman guards, who were heathens, who had no knowledge of him, which in itself is a humiliation. And more so today, when we have not yet spread the gospel to every single man, woman, and child. And consider the humiliation of their beating him, of him having to stand trial before those wicked priests, and then before the two heathen rulers, Pontius Pilate and Herod, the son of Herod the Great, the most pernicious fake ruler of Israel. Imagine yourself having to go in front of someone who is taking your place and your role unjustly, and having let them judge you. That in itself is humiliation enough. And then after this coming and going, as we shall see Thursday and Friday, then because Pontius Pilate, who is not a good person because he's not baptized, he's not in the state of grace, he's not a part of the church, though he is a child of God, created by God, but has not yet accepted God, in order to appease the populace, and in this case, the populace of those who were the people of God, he judges him in front of them. What humiliation that is. And then because he has found no crime, nor Herod, and they're both a little bit afraid. And of course, remember, the wife of Pontius Pilate, Claudia Procula, who is now Saint Claudia Procula, told him, have nothing to do with this man. He is innocent. He didn't know what to do. Would you? But in order to appease the high priest and the Sanhedrin, those very unjust and evil men who refused to accept the Son of God, he has them hand Jesus to the torturers, where he will be flagellated, not just with ropes, not just with whips of leather, but with chains, with hooks, and balls of lead at each end. But he is not to be flagellated by the Hebrew torturers, who knew that there was a limit, but by the heathens, who knew no limits. Our Lady herself, watching from not too far, has told the mystics of the church how he just bled and bled, and his flesh fell off him on the floor, until he finally himself fell on the floor on his own flesh and blood. For you. And then, because they did not want him to die yet, and that is the word at play here, yet, the priest wanted him to be crucified, humiliated totally and completely. They sit him down, and because they have to have their fun, and of course, people have to have their fun, there's all kinds of entertainments, even during Holy Week and Easter, when they forget that these are days that are holy to God. He is sat down, and a purple cloak of a guard, a ragged old cloak, is placed upon him, and then they weave a crown of thorns. Thorns which were so hard, they were oftentimes used as nails. And then they strike him on the head till those nails pierce his very skull. And his face is streaming with blood. They take a reed to represent the scepter, which is his, as king of the universe, and they strike him, breaking his nose, the only bone that they were allowed to break. And nothing. He says nothing. The Blessed Mother, from not too far off, is weeping her heart out, her holy and immaculate heart. The sorrows of Mary, which we celebrated on Friday. Our Lady of the Consolation, Our Lady of Sorrows. And then he is taken back out again, no longer himself, but shreds of flesh and blood, silent, where Pontius Pilate gives in as a coward to the yelling and the screaming of the populace and the priests. Crucify him, crucify him. And he won't do it, but he has to give authority. All right, you crucify him yourself. In other words, get out of my sight. I do not want to see this spectacle, which even under just human terms is horrible. But when you realize that this is the Son of God, what has he not suffered for you and me? How much do we suffer for him? How much? You need to ask yourselves during these holy days, how much penance you do? How much have you suffered for him? And so they hand him over, and the passion continues until his holy death on the cross. So today we begin this gruesome, this sad, and yet joyful week of our salvation. The days on which the Son of God saved humanity. And he suffered and saved all of humanity, but only those who believe him, only those who obey him, only those who listen to him shall be saved. The rest, there is no alternative but what they have chosen already. As we celebrate these mysteries during this Holy Week, let us pray for all those who have not accepted him. Let us pray for his enemies. Let us pray for our enemies. Let us pray for ourselves, that we may never be his enemies, but that we may be his children and his friends, both now and forever. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.